This episode of the Locked On Sabres podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com. Tell them Locked On sent you.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
My name is Joe DiBiase. Brothers Osborne slaps.
And I'm Jordan Hanskin. And yeah, I agree. They're good.
And this is the Locked On Sabres podcast. Yeah, I was just listening to them like for the last 20 minutes, and I never listened to them, and I don't know why. Like
they have like a lot of like rock country songs, and I'm usually not that into those.
Okay.
Stay a Little Longer is really good. That's classic.
Yep.
I like the old stuff.
I'm like into that bluesy country. Like Eric Church has a lot of that coming out right now. Chris Stapleton for sure has a lot of that. And yeah, I think Brothers Osborne is right there neck and neck with those.
Super talented. Super good singer. Super good guitarist. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
I just feel like there's more musically going on, I guess.
Yes. But I think they're more like artsy.
Yeah,
and like typical. They're not bro country. They're not pop country.
No,
they're like actual country.
Right. Yeah. This is the Locked On Sabres podcast. We have a lot to get to from the weekend. We also have a good segment on the Sabres coming up from the Cross Check Locked On NHL podcast that'll be coming in the back half of today's show. We have some Eichel stuff to react to. He is still a Buffalo Sabre as we sit here on August 3rd, and it continues to trend in the direction that he will be on the Sabres at the beginning of the year. Kevin Adams on Thursday came out and said that the team is still in control of this process. And I think, well, we'll talk about the motivation that was behind it in a second, but late Friday night, Peter Fish and Peter Donatelli, the agents for Jack Eichel, released a statement saying, in response to the Sabres statement regarding, that was a header for it. The statement is, the process is not working. As previously stated, we fully anticipated a trade by the start of the NHL free agency period. After the agreed upon and prescribed period of conservative rehabilitation lapsed in early June 2021, it was determined by the Sabres medical staff that a surgical procedure was required. The recommendation by Jack's independent neurosurgeon, other spine specialists consulted, and the surgery Jack feels most comfortable having in order to correct a herniated disc in his neck is to proceed with artificial disc replacement surgery. A further point of concern is that our camp was initially under the impression that the Sabre specialist was in agreement with the artificial disc replacement surgery until that was no longer the case. What is being left out of the discussion is that Jack would be able to play in the NHL for the start of the season pending medical clearance if he were allowed to have the surgery he desires, even as of this date. Repeated requests have been made to the Sabres since early June to no avail. This process is stopping Jack from playing in the NHL, and it is not working. So we could pick apart the statement if you want, but I think the place to start here is, why the statement in the first place? What are you trying to accomplish, and why is it coming on a late Friday night? How do those questions strike you?
Well, late Friday night is typically news dump time. So it's the Eichel camp wanting to get their voice out there, even though they didn't really say anything that I didn't think, like, I knew all that. I knew that they felt that way. Mm-hmm. Like, we knew that since he got hurt or when we found out about the injury originally, and when we found out that they wanted to get the surgery and Sabres didn't want it. Like, none of that I thought was news. But now it's the fact that they set it out in the open is the only thing that's really like changed, right? Like that's
right.
And they're mad. They expected to be traded, I guess, was also the news.
Yep.
So like, I don't know. It didn't really affect me. Like I think like Sabres Twitter went nuts about it. I didn't really think of it that way. I just thought of it as like, okay, the Eichel camp is very clearly upset, but we already knew that.
Right.
So like it didn't affect me in the slightest. I guess that's not really what people would want to hear, but it's like Okay. They kind of just kept the status quo, to be honest. It's the same thing that we always knew that they thought.
I think that is almost entirely right. I think the only thing that we really learned from this is that the Sabres now think that a surgical procedure is required. But even though we didn't know that, I think you could have assumed that, given that we all knew there was a 3-month timetable for the conservative rehab that ended in the first week of June. That was 2 months ago. So if this was still an issue, I mean, obviously the next step would be some kind of surgery. I don't know what the motivation behind the statement was, what it accomplishes. My thought process, the only thought I might have is the Sabres, the Eichel's team, Eichel, Fish, and Donatelli, recognize that they want out and they don't really have a lot of leverage. That if Kevin Adams is not picking up the phone right now to some of these teams that are lowballing him, and that he's saying on Thursday, hey, we're perfectly willing to okay with him being on this team at the start of camp. And if Eichel and his agents don't want that to happen, they don't really have a lot of cards to play. So I think maybe they thought this would turn up the heat a little bit on Kevin Adams and try to increase the timetable to get him traded, I guess, because otherwise I don't know why you come out and say this, other than maybe you just want things out in the open and you want people to understand what the process is that's going on. Now, I think Saturday was part two of that motivation from Eichel's team. Dr. Chad Prusmak, Eichel's neurosurgeon that was referenced in the statement, he goes on the biggest hockey podcast in the world, Elliot Friedman and Jeff Merrick and 31 Thoughts for Sportsnet, and he sits with those guys for an hour and answers questions and talks about the specifics of what is going on with Eichel's neck and the current options on the table, comparing the two, and understanding that I knew this going in, that this is one side of this back and forth here. We're only getting one side of the story here from Prusmak. This is the guy that is telling Eichel that you should be getting artificial disc replacement surgery, the same surgery that has never been done on an NHL player, the same surgery that the Sabres are uncomfortable with. So yes, we're only getting one side of the story, and I am gullible, but I came away from those 55 minutes being convinced that for Jack's long-term health, that this surgery is the better option. And again, maybe there is another side to the story, but I'm also, before I get into more specifics on what I learned from Prusmak, I don't think we're going to get the other side of the story, right? Like the Sabres will hardly give you whether an injury is upper or lower body. You know, they'll be lucky if you get day to day out of them. They're not going to tell you the inner workings of medical decisions in their building. Right. So I don't think we're ever going to get the other side of that story.
Yeah. And going back, I guess, to the message that they sent, like, I think it was a pretty big sign of desperation. And I think it actually hurts their cause. It makes Jack Eichel way less tradable.
Yeah.
To say that, like, Jack Eichel now, every team knows now Jack Eichel is not going to be ready for the season. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, like, they're telling you if you let him get this artificial disc replacement surgery, he will be
ready
for the season.
So, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. But it's like the Sabres don't want him to get that surgery. So, like,
yeah,
the Sabres, if he has to get traded to a team that will let him get that specific surgery.
Right. That's pretty much the case. Yes.
So it limits the same, but it's still like that limits the Sabres trade partners.
Right.
Cause I'm sure the Sabres are not the only team that's saying, I don't want him taking getting that surgery.
And in the meantime, he's just kind of in a holding pattern. Like, he's skating, but skating is not the same as being ready to play in an NHL game.
Because no, he probably takes a hit and he's like in probably excruciating pain. Yeah.
Right. So to me, he's kind of just in a holding pattern because he needs to have a surgery, but until he's either traded or there's a next step, like medical arbitration, maybe with the league, like, he's just kind of waiting around. And that's not helping his trade value, because to me, that means he's not getting any better. And if he's healthy, that would increase his trade value. So that's why I'm at a point where I if maybe this is all a bluff, maybe this is being used as a tool to get him traded, this issue of his neck. But call his bluff, you know, like let him, if you know you don't want him to ever play for you again anyway, then just let him have the surgery. Punt it to the next team, in essence. Because Eichel, to me, from listening to his doctor, that guy is not getting a fusion surgery. That guy is not getting a fusion surgery. That is the surgery that the Sabres want Eichel to have. And essentially the difference, and I am anything but an expert here. I am a messenger that at this point has listened to one-hour podcast, heard from Eichel's doctor specifically, and I've read two medical journals in preparation for this podcast, one on the specifics of a fusion surgery in an athlete, a professional athlete, and an artificial disc replacement surgery in a professional athlete. And what I come away with, and this is what Prusmak was kind of arguing for why Jack wants to have the artificial disc replacement, is fusion surgery. Every 10 years, you have a 25% chance that you will need to get another surgery, another fusion surgery, because the basics of that surgery is you're putting basically a metal rod in one disc and you're going over the damaged disc up to the one above the damaged disc, and you're essentially connecting two healthy discs and you're now skipping over the damaged disc. But if you think about if you could just picture that in your mind, it's a metal rod. It's not designed for bend. It's not designed for movement. And that's why it has such a high rate of resurgery. And because Jack is so young, he's only 24 years old. Again, it's only 25% every 10 years. He's going to have another one, if not two more fusion surgeries in his life, if that is the route that he goes. And Prusmak says that is what the Sabres want him to get, because that is precedented. That has been done in 26 NFL players. 26 professional athletes, 12 National Football League players, including Peyton Manning, 5 National Hockey League players, 5 Major League Baseball players, 3 NBA players, and 1 MLS soccer player. So 5 NHL players, by the way. It's not like this has been like there's like this huge sample size of this surgery either. But Prusmak is telling Jack, and he's selling Jack on, hey, you get the fusion surgery, you could have some severe symptoms later in life. Like, you might not be able to move your neck back and forth when you're playing with your grandkids at 70 years old. And in comparison, the artificial disc replacement is you're just taking out the damaged disc. You are putting in an artificial one that is designed to take on that movement. And no, there is not as much sample size on that surgery yet, but so far the results are you don't have to have another surgery. That resurgery rate is like under 4%. And if it works, then you're going to have better movement in your neck, and it's going to be designed to kind of take on the contact of an NHL game more so than the fusion surgery. The Sabres, I think their argument seems to be from a risk management point of view. It's almost like they're the insurance company in this regard, that if we let you have a surgery no NHL player has ever had, by the way, hockey players have had it at the minor league level, just no NHL players. If we let you have this surgery that no one's ever had and it goes wrong, then there are all of these complicating issues now with like insurance companies, and because we have final say and we let you have it, maybe we're screwed now. Maybe the next team's going to want us to pay or something, you know, like there could be a lot that goes into that. But all of that being said, think of it if you're Jack Eichel. If you've been sold by this neurosurgeon who's performed on dozens and dozens of professional athletes, if he's telling you, hey, look, this surgery right here, this artificial disc replacement, you're not going to have these severe symptoms later in life, that like you're going to get this surgery and you're not going to have to worry about it ever again. You get the fusion surgery and you might not be able to swallow right when you're 70 years old. If Eichel's been sold on that, he's never getting the fusion surgery. He's never getting it. I don't think he cares what any NHL team tells him. I don't think he ever gets that surgery, which to me means you might as well just let him have it. That's where I'm at. I think you might as well let him have it and just see what happens, because at this point, his value can't get any lower anyway. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, if you hadn't read up on it, and again, I've only done light reading on it. I've read.
There's got to be risks to his, right? Though that other version, like there has to be risk to that too.
The risk to, from what I've seen, the risk to the second surgery, the artificial disc replacement, there is risk, but it's at a much lower percentage point in every regard than the fusion surgery. Really, the only risk that you can look at is that no, it's never been done in an NHL player, but in every other, but like how valuable is that? Because if it's done, been done on minor league hockey players, and these guys have come back and they've played, and if their careers have continued, like, I don't know how valuable that statement is that it's never been done on NHL players. So again, I want to hear the other side of it, because Prusmak makes a very compelling case that Jack should never consider the fusion surgery and he needs to get something. And I want to hear the Sabres end of it. But again, I just don't think that we're going to. So that's just kind of the overview for those that haven't read it. I don't know.
I don't understand why they can't take this to arbitration.
I feel like
I don't understand why they can't get a third party to decide this. I mean, maybe there's like a rule with like medical for that, but like, you know, like you would think the NHL would have a failsafe for this. This has had to have happened before. That a team and a player are at massive odds over a surgery, and like the teams, obviously, they got to protect their own selves. Like, I think that you're exactly right. Like, their insurance, and they're like, they're afraid that like they might hurt Jack and hurt their value and like stuff like that. I think like that those are all reasonable concerns from the team perspective.
Right.
And for Jack, though, it's his body, it's his life. Like, he's got to make the best decision for himself. I'm surprised that they can't just have like a third league party decide this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that it's gone this far without any resolution. I don't know what the plan is. Like, I'm surprised also that like teams can tell a person, like you can tell your employee not to get a surgery. I'm amazed that that's like that the Sabres have that much power over this.
Right.
As well.
I am too. I think we probably are headed towards some type of medical arbitration if he is not traded. And at the current present moment, it doesn't seem like we're close at all to him being traded. So I bet we get there.
I imagine Jack would win.
Man, I don't know. Because in the CBA, the NHL teams do have final say. So
that's crazy. The players got to work that out next CBA.
I know. But like, if that's what's written, I don't know if he wins it. I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he loses, what happens? Like, is he just going to refuse the surgery?
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. Like, it's a messy situation.
It's a really messy situation.
But luckily for us, like, he's under contract for a while. And like,
5 years.
You know, like, the Sabres have nothing but time. They don't to do anything with Jack right now.
They don't. And I think that's maybe why we got all of this over the weekend. We got the statement.
Right.
The
Eichelkamp's frustrated.
Right. Because they know now the Sabres have time. Like, or they know that they're not in any rush. And the
Sabres don't care about winning. They're not. They don't care right now about winning games. They win games great, but like they're not. They're under the impression they're playing for Shane Wright. Like, they don't. Right. They have no need for Jack either way. Like,
so
if he plays great, if he doesn't. Whatever.
Yeah. What, where are we at on like, I don't, it doesn't matter for Eichel. I don't think in terms of him getting out of here, unless I go galaxy brain and start throwing theories around. Cause I thought about this. I'm like, if I were Eichel's agent and I'm looking for a way to get him traded, I need to get him traded and it's not happening. And I don't have a lot of leverage because he's under contract for 5 years. What's one way that maybe I can hurry this process along? I mean, Jack might not want to do it, but I might try to sell to him, hey, if you want out of here, the quickest way that's going to happen is you get this fan base turned against you and they turn the heat up on Kevin Adams to get this deal done because they're sick of you. And like, that could actually work. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm not even saying that would be considered, but doesn't that make logical sense?
Kevin Adams cares what we think.
I mean, but if it gets ugly in the arena where they're chanting like trade Eichel or something, or they're booing him every time he touches the puck.
Do you think we'll do that?
Dude. I don't know, but it depends. Do you think what happened this weekend? How do you get the sense fans are looking at that? Is it?
Well, I think fans are. I think they're annoyed. Mm-hmm. Like I like to think of myself as like a pretty reasonable fan voice.
You are.
And definitely. I think the thought is it's just like you're just tired of it all. Like you just like you kind of you want him to be traded because you want it to end and you want to like move on.
Right.
But I think I know that a lot of fans are unreasonable with certain things and they want him to shoot it on the power play really quick a lot and like stuff like that. But like I do think majority of people understand that it's the Sabres' best interest not to trade him at this given point.
Right.
Because the value would be at its lowest. And of course, if the Sabres will make the trade if the value is worth it, which is what I love about what the management's doing right now. I love the fact that they're not trading him now because it's stupid to. It wouldn't make any sense to right now.
Right.
I don't know. Like I hope they'd be more reasonable than that. I could understand that, but I'm stunned that Eichel would want that. That Eichel would give the okay for that. Tarnish my image, please. Yeah. Like, because the team that's gonna take him is gonna be like this guy. Like,
yeah, right.
For real. Like, when does he turn on a
rep? He's already got maybe. Like, he doesn't have a rep, but people wonder. I'm sure.
People wonder. People are skeptical, I think, right now.
Yes, that's the word.
I think they're weary of him. I think the talent outweighs it all. Like if Eichel comes to your team and plays awesome, people are going to love him. But I think he does have like the rep is there. I think there is like this guy. Do you want to give him the C for our team? Like when does he turn on us? Like what if he hurts his knee and wants another crazy surgery? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like
I also
does he have the right voices in his ear? Having agents like this that send out messages that are like hardcore, essentially like strong arming messages about the teams that we play for, like that hurts his trade value too. There's all this stuff that he did. In the idea of like getting a trade done faster, I think hampered trades.
Okay. That's, I think that's a fair point. I think you're right. Like maybe in the chase to get it done, he made it less likely to get done and it hasn't happened.
It's a classic blow up in your face move, but
where are you though?
I understand all of his frustration. I can't even imagine having like needing a surgery, wanting a specific one and being told you're not allowed to have it. Like I can't even put myself in that position. Like he's in a terrible spot as a professional athlete because you know he wants to play.
Right.
He wants to move on with his life and he has to deal with something that was out of his control. Like it's I feel bad for sure. But I also think as a Sabres fan and as a Sabres like analyst, I think for the Sabres, they're doing everything that they should be. Like, if they truly believe the surgery shouldn't be done, they have to stand firm on it. It's just the way they have to be.
I
don't know. Like, I
don't know that they have to. There is, but again, it's how you view Jack at this point, because the examples I'm about to bring up are very different circumstances where other teams in sports and even in this league, the Oilers a couple of years ago, let Connor McDavid had a knee procedure in like Europe that they were uncomfortable with, but they let him do it because he was Connor McDavid. He's the face of the franchise. Right. And I know that's different because you might no longer view Jack as the face of your franchise. And you know, this is an expiring relationship. So we don't have to do him any favors, but there is precedent for, you know, like letting the guy do, even if it goes against what your doctor is saying, it's not like he's got this kook doctor that is, you know, telling him about like, oh, go get what's the Friday Night Lights comparison? Like, put shark DNA in your spine or whatever to get you walking again, Jason Street. Like, yeah. I don't think it's that. He's not flying down to Mexico to get this done. Like, this is a neurosurgeon in Denver that has operated on dozens and dozens and dozens of professional athletes that has been practicing for decades. Like, it's not a kook doctor. So I think you could just let him have it. I think you could just let him have it and see what happens. He probably still would want to be traded, but that would be one issue that we're probably all sick of hearing about out the window. And I don't know. So, but do you think, how do I want to phrase this? Let me just put it as an opinion. I'll let you respond and then we'll wrap. I think I am already someone that is very easily swayed to go pro player versus pro team, but man, the fan base, it's not the whole fan base, that there are portions of the fan base, like some of the callers in WGR that are just like yelling at Jack about like his leadership and like, you get paid $10 million, like shut up and go play, do what you're told, like kind of stuff like that. And I just can't see how anybody could be upset with him or blame him for not wanting to work for the Pegulas anymore. You know? Like, we blast this organization for being lost at sea for 5 years, 10 years. And, like, how could anybody get upset with Jack for going to war with them on something?
Not only that, but they just transferred, like, his three, like, best friends.
Also that. So, like, I get it, though. It's the crest, right? You'll always support the crest over the fan.
Like, I root for the Sabres, the people come and go.
Right. Like, I understand why.
It is what it is. But yeah, like I understand every grievance that he has. And I think that it's all warranted. It's crazy. No other profession has you do that where you want a surgery and they're like, no, like you're not allowed to have it. Like your employer tells you you're not allowed to have a surgery. That's outrageous. But it's also like, I think it is like part of professional sports, and it's like an ugly, ugly reality of it all. I hope it gets resolved because I want it to end. But yeah, that's basically it. Like that's the only thing I think about is like, I want it to end. I want Jack Eichel to be traded for great assets. And the Sabres' future is brighter and Jack Eichel gets to move on to whatever greener pasture he wants to go to. Like, it's just tired of it all.
Maybe can I throw another quick kooky theory past you and then we'll wrap?
Yeah.
Maybe the Sabres don't want him to get the surgery because they don't want him to be ready for the season. They don't want him in camp.
What do they gain from that?
Well, maybe they don't want him around. Like, they don't want him in the locker room. They don't want him on the ice. They want Dylan Cousins getting those minutes. They don't want him influencing the young guys. And if they don't let him get surgery, he can't show up.
Do you think that he's a bad influence on the young guys?
I don't, but I wonder.
Could be.
I mean, probably. I see. Yeah, it depends what you see. It's confirmation bias, right? Like when I think of I'm defending Jack as a leader, I think of him being the first guy to greet, you know, Dylan Cousins on the bench and jumping up and down after his first goal. I think about him sitting on the bench with Victor Olofsson when Olofsson was a rookie.
You see the good going stuff. Through him, you with find the good stuff,
right?
And whereas maybe a
JS
negative fan sees the body language. They see
the
frustration, the smashing the stick against the net after a lazy back check.
Yeah,
like, you know, you get. But in reality, what is it? It's the sum of it all. So he has great things that happen, and he has certain things that aren't so good. And the not so good stuff might be seen more because they lose a lot, which is not his fault. So it's just like, yeah, some of the parts. I agree. I don't think he's necessarily a bad influence. Now, of course, there are other people that would know more, mainly other people in the locker room. But
you know, I don't know that this is crazy though. I don't know that it's crazy. The Sabres wouldn't want him there opening night. I'm not saying that they would. Well, I don't know. Never mind.
How frustrating would it be for fans and the organization if Jack Eichel walks out in a suit on opening night when they name the opening night roster and he like waves his arms?
Oh, and they boo him. Do they boo him? Do they boo him on that in that moment? Do they boo him?
I don't think they do.
Man, I am more cynical maybe than you on this.
It's like I've heard this question posed of like, oh, is it terrible for all these Young's fans to lose Eichel? What good memories have we had? Like, to be honest, like, we haven't had it's unfortunate. Like,
his
we
first wish goal, it went
better, obviously, because he's generational talent. But, like, what good memories have I shared with Jack Eichel? Like, it's just been awful the whole time. Like, what? We had that little 10 game win streak when our advanced metrics said we stink.
Yep. and then they were right.
and then the advanced metrics like turn out to accurately portray the Sabres prospects because they went to Sweden to lose to Tampa Bay by a million.
Yep.
Like it's just like we haven't had any positive memories with this relationship. It's better for everybody to just let it go. Like time to move on. Let it end.
All right, let's hear from the Cross-Check Locked On NHL podcast. They talk about Eichel a little bit as well. Let's hear from the guys. RockAuto.com, a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique, remarkably easy to navigate, quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your car or truck, write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. A word for Bet Online, the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but you got the NBA, college hoops, the NHL, all in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. For these Sabre games, you could bet on the exact amount of which either the Sabres or their opponent will win by. So if you think the Sabres are going to win by exactly two, you can find odds for the Sabres winning by exactly two. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.ag is the site. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Remember to use the promo code Locked On.
You're listening to the Cross-Check NHL Show, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Andrew Berkshire and Mary Clark.
So, Mary, Jack Eichel's agents released a statement about his situation heading into the weekend. And it was pretty aggressive, and apparently it was in response to the Sabre statement saying that they were in control of the process, and they were not happy about it. So his agent's statement, Peter Fish and Peter Donatelli, said, "The process is not working. As we previously stated, we fully anticipated a trade by the start of the NHL free agency period. After the agreed-upon and prescribed period for a conservative rehabilitation lapsed in early June 2021, it was determined by the Sabres medical staff that a surgical procedure was required. The recommendation by Jack's independent neurosurgeon and other spine specialists consulted, and the surgery Jack feels most comfortable having in order to correct a herniated disc in his back, is to proceed with artificial disc replacement surgery. A further point of concern is that our camp was initially under the impression that the Sabre specialist was in agreement with the artificial disc replacement surgery until that was no longer the case. What is being left out of the discussion is that Jack would be able to play in the NHL for the start of the season pending medical clearance if he were allowed to have the surgery he desires at as of this date. Repeated requests have been made to the Sabres since early June to no avail. This process is stopping Jack from playing in the NHL, and it is not working. This was reported on by John Vogel of The Athletic. This goes from not wanting to trade Jack Eichel or looking for a deal to now something to me that looks like an NHLPA issue. Because if you are preventing a player from getting medical treatment that could stall their career, that should be a union issue to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is very true. This is definitely a scathing statement if there ever was one, in my
opinion. Yeah, they're mad.
Yeah, they are. You can feel the ire coming off of the words in that release. It's definitely an NHLPA issue. I feel terrible that it's wild that a team could even do this. I didn't even realize that was a thing until the whole Eichel stuff started happening, like when this all started to come to light a little while ago. I didn't even realize teams could bar you from getting medical procedures like this. It really is wild that that's something that's allowed. I don't know how serious, what he has, a herniated disc in his back is, but it doesn't sound comfortable. Doesn't sound fun. It definitely sounds like it's hampering his ability to, play hockey and train and get ready for the season. And I don't know how serious it is, but it is definitely something that should be taken care of medically. And the Sabres just won't allow him to do it. And it really is very concerning that this is something an organization can just do to a player. It just seems like they have nothing to gain here. It just makes the Sabres look worse, honestly.
Yeah, it does. And the last time that I can remember an organization and a player differing so greatly on medical treatment was like Eric Lindros.
Yeah. And that was before my time.
Yeah. And the fact is, like, we know in retrospect who was right and who was wrong. And the Flyers were wrong, right? The Flyers were trying to get Lindros to play through multiple concussions. And he was labeled as like a quitter and a whiner and like just trying to get all the money he could out of the Flyers without paying. No, he retired early because of concussions. Like, he's dealt with serious concussion issues for years. It's a real thing. And this Jack Eichel thing, like, as somebody who's had back issues and continues to work through them, I wouldn't wish them on my worst enemy. They are the worst, and I can't imagine playing with them, especially in a sport that's got like physical contact. It just sounds excruciating.
Yeah, debilitating. So, yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like, to me, I just don't understand what Jack Eichel and his agents would gain from doing something that would be bad for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense from that perspective. Like, to me, it says like the Sabres didn't want him to do this surgery during the season because he would miss time. And then he eventually ended up missing time anyway. And the recovery is long. Maybe it's uncertain and they're worried about that. And it'd be harder to trade him once he gets this surgery because the team won't be necessarily sure when he'll be coming back. Although it seems like the recovery time is known based on what the agents are saying. But I don't know. Like, to me, it makes more sense to get this done while Jack Eichel is young and he can recover from it and not put it off and put it off and put it off. We've seen other teams put off things before and it ended up being a big issue, like Jesse Puljujärvi in Edmonton needed hip surgery and the Oilers were like, no, play through it. I think it was like for two seasons. And then eventually he was like, I'm going to Europe. I'm going to get my surgery and I'm going to go to Europe. And I think players need to have more control over their own health and bodies, because the fact is, as much as people are loyal to teams as fans, teams are corporations. And they will do things that are not in the best interest of the health of their players. Sometimes that means postponing a surgery, and sometimes it's okay. You're not risking further injury. But if Eichel feels like he's going to destroy his career by trying to play through this and rehabilitate without surgery, and he needs surgery, why are you delaying? Like, why are you stopping him from doing it, especially in an off season when he could just get it done and be ready for training camp? Like, it goes beyond just the trade thing. Even if you were keeping Eichel, why would you stop him from doing this? It
makes
no sense.
I know. I remember, I feel like we talked about this before, and I remember it being like the surgery he wants to get. I don't know if any hockey players ever had it before. I know, I remember reading that it was successful for other athletes, but other hockey players. No, I don't know if anybody's ever attempted this or there's been very limited data on it. So I get wanting to be cautious, but this is like, it seems as if this is a surgery that has success. And according to the agent's timeline, I mean, obviously that's one side of the story, but according to this timeline, yeah. it will get him back before the start of the season. And wouldn't you want to have a healthy Jack Eichel who is, you know, maybe misses a couple weeks at the start of the season, but he's healthy for the rest of the season? Would you rather have that? Or would you rather have Jack Eichel whose back is injured and is hampered by this injury for next season, seasons to come, if you bar him from doing this, from, you know, having the surgery? It is just a very confusing decision to me. Like, I get wanting to, like, protect your, like, the assets you have. This isn't the way to do it, I don't think. This really isn't the way to do it.
No, and I think we can say pretty clearly that the way the Sabres have handled the whole situation has been bad from the outset. Like, not just in terms of Eichel's health, but also in terms of, like, asset management. Like, you read some of the stuff that insiders are saying, and they're calling Eichel, like, the forgotten superstar, and teams don't want to pay, like, four assets for him, including, like, two firsts and a decent prospect and a roster player. Like, Jack Eichel is incredible. Like, he is one of the best players in the game, and teams are balking at paying a couple firsts for him. Like, I saw somebody saying, like, they wouldn't trade I forget who it was now. I think it was an Ottawa Senators fan saying they wouldn't trade, like, Shane Pinto. And I was like, who the hell is Shane Pinto? Give me a break. You would trade your best prospect for Jack Eichel, and you would never regret it. Never regret it. I just don't understand how the Sabres have let this go so out of control on them and then say that the situation is under control in public.
Yeah. And then sure it's just, this is all just making it worse because, like, the longer we go into the season or the longer we go into the off season without, you know, Eichel getting a surgery, the less likely it is he's going to get traded because then the team will be like, okay, well, we're trading all this stuff and he's going to be out for X amount of time. Like, it's going to be a lot harder for a team to be sold on that unless, you know, Buffalo lowers their asking price, but it really doesn't seem like they want to because that's just, they've set this price so high for Eichel and they don't want to lower it. It really doesn't seem like, and something's going to have to give here. It's wild to me that it seems like the prevailing option is Eichel goes back to Buffalo. Well, I mean, like, it just, after everything that has happened, I just can't believe
you can't
that.
See it.
Yeah, I can't. But that's the option we're staring down right now because we're at a standstill with this, and you know the Sabres won't budge on their decision. And it's just incredible to me that we are still at this point here because I really would have thought by now, Eichel would be somewhere else with greener pastures. But it really doesn't seem like it's going that way, at least for now.
No, it doesn't. And as it gets closer to the offseason, it gets harder and harder to make a move with that much salary. It's just tough. And I'm honestly shocked that the NHLPA isn't publicly involved in this in some way because of the whole health issue. And it could be just that the CBA is so clear on teams having control of surgery that there's nothing for the NHLPA to go into. But I think being jerked around the way that the Eichel camp claims that they have been necessitates some PA involvement.